All right, so this will be the first lesson in how not to do pricing. There's another one after this with a different scenario, but in this particular one, we'll be talking about lifetime pricing. And I have an example here, which is something called tangent templates, which isn't a Chrome extension. Actually, it does have a Chrome extension element, but it's a collection of software tools that this lovely couple run here. She does the marketing side of it, and he does all the coding side of it. And I think the dog just keeps him sane. But yeah, these are in the same niche as KDP Wizard. So I saw these people in the Facebook groups quite a bit and went and checked out Tangent Templates. And they've been doing this since April 2018. They started off small and then built it up. And they constantly keep adding more templates to it, upgrading the tools, adding new tools, and that price has never changed. So that price is a one-off price of $59, which gives permanent access to the software, create as many books as you like using it, no limits, no subscriptions. So I think you'll agree that is super cheap for some tools that have been developed and upgraded over 5 years. So yeah, it's not specific to Chrome extensions, but applicable to software tools in general. Lifetime plan, $59. So let's just take a step back and consider the value and worth of the business. What could they actually sell this for now? Well, I'd imagine the income is pretty lumpy and they'll have users from 2018 reporting bugs, asking for new features, asking for more updates, asking for different templates, all for the $60 that they paid 5 years ago. So if someone was coming along to think about buying this business, they'd have to average out the income over the last trailing 12 months, for example. But because it's lifetime, we've got that user baggage that we touched on before, and it's going to significantly devalue the business overall. So having looked at the tools, I think $59 a year is undervaluing a product significantly. These guys could have got a $10 a month or even $20 a month subscription going, I'm sure. But as a result of the pricing, I think they're on a hamster wheel supporting these users for the life of the app or the founders or the users, whatever we define lifetime to mean nowadays. So I think they should have charged a monthly subscription or an annual subscription for sure. Still, they've got a Facebook group of over 20,000 members. So if half of them have bought it, then they've maybe made 600,000 over those 5 years. But I suspect far less than half of them have bought it, to be honest. And that income is obviously split between the two of them, and it looks like they've got a big dog to feed as well. So I just think that's a missed opportunity to have a more optimal subscription-based offering, which would make them more predictable income and also gives them this cash flowing asset to sell and exit from should they ever wish to. Okay, that's it for this lesson. I'll see you in the next one where we'll have a look at a Chrome extension that tried to transition from free to paid, but didn't really get it right in my opinion. And actually upset a lot of its users. So I'll see you in the next lesson.